This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Number two, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Kimberly Martin going to join us here in 1 second. But before we get to her, I do want to tell you that you need to sign up with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Use code, what code, Bart? Bart, that's right, B-A-R-T, to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Footprints, man. Footprints.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. I've been there. Bro, I've been there.
I know. I know. Oh, yeah. All right, let's get,
it's one of those days, man.
It is. That's what I said. What did I say at the beginning? As we bring in Kimberly Martin on the Goodyear Hotline. Kmart, we said this when we started the show, that this is like a last day of school kind of feel.
Yep.
And we were just going to blow through all stop signs. We're probably going to break some rules today.
Teacher brought up the TV with the VCR, the VHS on it. And we're going to watch a video because she don't want to do nothing either.
Right. And we're going to do those things and probably get reprimanded, get yelled at and stuff. But we know it doesn't matter because tomorrow it's a holiday weekend, and that's what we're going to do. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling you on the last day of school because as soon as I was done with first take, I got an Uber. But there was so much traffic. I'm in the Uber now trying to head back to Jersey. There's so much traffic that I've been in the car for a long time. So it's nice to hear you guys on my commute.
Well, hopefully we can get you through, right? And by the time you get off this, with us, then you'll be to your destination and it'll feel like a blink of the eye.
You expect her to stay on the phone with us for another hour and a half? Come on, Bart. You know how New York traffic is. I mean, we'd love to talk to you for an hour and a half, but
hey, listen. It was wishful thinking. You didn't have to tell her the reality of it.
That's a fair point.
And I tell you what, Kimberly, what's the reality that Nagy may be fired after going to D-Twine and losing to my Lions?
Did you hear him? Beautiful transition.
Hercules.
That was smooth, brother.
I'm so proud of him.
If eyes can change and yous can change, then we all can change.
But it is a great question.
Great question. Here's the thing. Even if they were planning to fire him after this game, the fact that the cat's out of the bag, it's almost like now it's like, would you have to say face and be like, okay, no, like abort this mission. Like we can't do it right now. I think if they lose to the Lions, that would raise eyebrows because if you watch Matt Nagy, he looks like, I said this on Get Up, dead man walking. Like he really does. Like you don't, even though he said, I've got a great relationship with ownership, no one said anything to me. He does not sound convincing. You do not leave that presser like, oh yeah, this man is clearly like his job is not in jeopardy. And if you're a player, Bart, I covered the end of Rex, the Bulls, the Gates, Jay Gruden in Washington, like the head coach hanging and, flapping in the breeze, kind of his future up in the air, that does have an effect. As much as guys like to say that we play for us, we play for each other, it does have an effect.
I mean, usually the Lions get their own coach fired. It would be amazing if they got another coach fired, right? And we'll see what happens certainly with that in a slate of games tomorrow. What a story that would be, though, to watch. And I love the fact, Kimberly, that he was asked by somebody in the media, there was a report that you're going to get fired after this game. Is it true? And he's like, no, I haven't heard anything. And it's like, yeah, of course you haven't. You wouldn't be the first to know. Usually you're the last to know in these situations. So, again, that remains to be seen. But we did have someone get fired this week, and that was Jason Garrett. Did it come as a surprise to you? And do you think it's just the beginning when it comes to the Giants?
It came as a surprise because honestly, my first reaction when I heard it was, so the Giants watched Jason Garrett coach the Cowboys for like 10 years and then hired him. Mm-hmm. And then were surprised that the offense wasn't scoring all the points and like revolutionary. You know what I mean? It's just sort of like, what? That's why he's not in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I was surprised because what else did they expect? The timing of it surprised me. Midway through the season, Joe Judge had said on the conference call yesterday that we were listening to, you know, this wasn't a rash decision. So he's been thinking about this for a minute, right? Obviously so, because Jason Garrett has been talked about for much of this season. As Daniel Jones has struggled, his offense has struggled. And he said this wasn't about the blame game or making heads roll, except only one head rolled out the building, and that was Jason Garrett. The issue with the Giants is that their issues go beyond Jason Garrett. This is, as much as you can talk about Jason Garrett and this offense, Daniel Jones having 49 touchdowns and 49 turnovers, that all cannot be on Jason Garrett. That all cannot be on Joe Judge. At some point, young quarterback or not, you got to take care of the football. And that's the one thing we said from this time the season started. Daniel Jones has to take a lead. He cannot turn over the football. Also, Dave Gettleman, the GM. When you look at this roster, do you have the sense that the Giants are trending in the right direction, that they are close to being a playoff-caliber team? No, you do not. Are they a few players away? Well, you thought that they were a few players away when they got Kenny Golladay and they gave him a ton of money, Tony they added. It just hasn't translated into the type of wins and progress that you want to see. Also, Joe Judge, he's a new head coach. I'm not advocating for him to lose his job at all. But there are questions about, is he the right guy? So could there be wholesale changes in the offseason? I wouldn't be shocked by that. I'm not saying there will be, but everything should be on the table if you're John Mara, a guy who has literally, you know, had like an upset stomach watching his team sort of disintegrate in this way. And you thought that the Joe Judge, Gettleman situation would produce more, and it hasn't. Think about the head coaches they've had since Tom Coughlin, Ben McAdoo, Pat Shermer, now Joe Judge. It's like, if you're a Giants fan, this has been a tough watch for several years.
No, so Freddie Kitchens, are we assuming that Freddie Kitchens is going to take on the offensive coordinator position? And if so, if that fails, then what does that say about Joe Judge and his future if this continues to go the wrong way?
Well, here's the thing. My Uber driver's on phone. Here's the thing. Joe Judge had said that this is going to be a collaborative type of thing. This is going to be a collaborative offensive effort. And everything's on the table, meaning even he could call plays.
What the hell? His background is special teams. What are you going to do, call a fake punt? Because what the hell qualifies him to do anything?
Well, it's funny you say that because somebody asked that question. I'm trying to remember how it's phrased. And somebody asked that question, and he was like, well, I'll have you know, in my career, you know, I haven't just been on special teams. Like,
yes,
and
he served in different capacities.
He went through the fact that he's, you know, all phases of the ball, he's involved in, you know. Like, and he kind of was a little sippy.
He's very small.
You know, yeah, he's sort of like, I don't just sit there and let people just do whatever. Like, I'm involved. Like, I'm the head coach. I don't just show up on game day.
So he's responsible for some of the bad play calling too then. So he just implicated himself.
That's the problem where you have a situation where there are a lot of variables and a lot, like the QB is a variable, the head coach is a variable, the OC, their defense did not look good. You know what I'm saying? There are a lot of factors, there are a lot of factors at play here, but only one guy got fired.
We need to have a chat with your Uber driver. He's being very
disruptive. I know, right?
Right now.
It's like, hi, sir. Live radio.
He knows who you
are,
and he's still
issue.
Just yapping away.
That's the issue when you have the head coaches on the hot seat, because now he's in desperation mode. Like, okay, we've got to fix something, because we've got to know what Daniel Jones is. Maybe if we make some changes on offense, he'll flourish and the offense will flourish.
I'll answer your question, Bart. You know, you should know this, that Joe Judge was – also, he was with the Patriots in 2019, special teams coordinator,
come on, blah,
and wide receivers coach. So, yes.
What year was that?
Yeah, 2019. That's really the only indication of him having any other role in the NFL on the offensive side of the ball. But still, we'll see what happens now with the Giants. It is interesting to see how that offense will look. Will it look a lot different? And certainly, will the players be less frustrated? Because that's what Joe Judge indicated. The players are frustrated. I don't blame them for it. And so this is why they make the move. Freddie Kitchens did a nice job when he was the offense coordinator as an interim before he became the head coach with the Browns. And they did actually win a bunch of games, I think 5 of 8 games, and his offense looked a lot better. We'll see if he has that same kind of impact here. Kimberly Martin joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. I do also want to, speaking of the Browns and Baker Mayfield, you've been in the media a long time, and you've seen these things. I feel like when you start coming at the fans and fans that boo you and reacting in certain ways, I almost feel like, all right, you're starting to now – you are starting to dig your own grave. It's very hard to come back from that when you start sort of a something like that with fans and how you don't care what they say and they don't – I know when I'm critical of myself. I don't – I'll tell my teammates when I'm critical and all that stuff. When you hear him say those things – do you have that same reaction with all your experience as a, you know, again, as somebody covering this sport that, oh boy, I've seen this before, it never ends well?
No, it never ends well when you say anything negative about the fans. He's right. Like, you watch that game, you could see him get visibly frustrated with the noise from the crowd when they were on offense. And I get the frustration because that, you know, the crowd is supposed to be quiet.
Yeah.
You can run your plays and get them in, but no one wants to hear all that. No one wants to hear all that. But when I saw that Baker didn't speak, I thought that's a really bad look. And I'm a huge Baker fan. I really like Baker Mayfield. But you just, after a game, two people talk, head coach, QB, everybody else. You know, you got other veterans that do come up supporting, but the two people you need to hear from, win or lose, head coach and quarterback. So for Baker to act like if this wasn't about accountability, I spoke to my teammates. All the fans that watched, you guys almost lose the line. You know, like, you should stand in front of the podium and answer questions. But bigger than that is, I mentioned this on Get Up today, Baker does look like, when you listen to him, he sounds like somebody who feels like he's on an island. It's almost like the walls are closing in a little bit, like the pressure's starting to get to him. Because he's answered questions and been real snippy. He's never not done interviews. That's what's surprising. That's the difference here. And he's hurt. He didn't get this money that he wanted yet. We'll see. The Odell Beckham Jr. drama, don't think that wasn't a huge deal in this locker room. The fact that, you know, he's not playing well. He is banged up. That's not an excuse. He really is banged up. And they had such high expectations for the season. Like, they were supposed to take the next step in the Kevin Stefanski offense. Like, him and Odell were supposed to, like, fall out. Like, they were supposed to get that chemistry finally. Those are the expectations. This is a team, it's not about winning the AFC North for the Browns. It's supposed to be about, could they win the Super Bowl? And we're looking at them like, can they beat Lamar Jackson and the Ravens? Like, Lamar just came back from another illness. Like, it's just, like, there's a lot of pressure on Baker. And he has always been sensitive, which I don't knock him for because I'm sensitive. But he uses that that chip. He's always used it almost for good, but it almost feels like that chip, like he's you know, crumbling under the pressure a little bit, and the external noise is getting to him. So that's what I don't like to see.
Yeah, you can definitely see that happening with him. A lot of frustrations. I'm sure a lot of it has to do with the fact that he is not healthy and he doesn't want to use it as an excuse, but it is. And somebody else should use it for him. That's generally how it goes. So we shall see. What is your game this weekend, Kimberly?
Well, guys, after being in Charlotte over the weekend for Killer Cam, I am back to the lovely state of Ohio. Steelers at Bengals.
But that's a good one, Kimberly. That is a good one. That is a juicy little spicy nugget.
Some good games.
Yes.
Well, they know they if they want the story painted the way it needs to be and put into the perspective for the peoples, they got to send Kmart. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's a must. That's a game that's going to have a lot of headlines on it. Bart, why don't you tell Kimberly your prediction about the AFC North before the season started?
Oh, Nostradamus is here. Oh, Kimberly. Well, listen, I had that Cleveland Browns wasn't going to make the playoffs. Now, I had the Patriots not making the playoffs, too. But they won that game
That is a hot take.
That was a hot take. Everybody thought he was crazy. Like,
that
we were drug testing.
Yeah. That was week one.
Yes, I actually do remember that. Yes, I remember,
Yeah, and now, and he said the Steelers would get in, and this game could if the Bengals win this game, Bart, so you'll be at 500 instead of at 1,000. Think about this.
No.
They
had 550. Don't you ever cheat them on that draw. Don't you cheat them on that tie.
Oh, I forgot about the tie. But you understand, like Bart, but this is an important game for you in your prediction because you had the Ravens and the Steelers as the teams coming into that division.
Yes.
And that's why Bengals Steelers, this is a huge game for you personally.
Yeah, it is. Barstradamus' reputation is on the line. I'm being on the unemployment line with Deion Warwick if I don't get this right.
Oh, boy.
Your deal with Madam Cleo.
Okay,
over.
Here's the thing. The Bengals, if the playoffs are today, the Bengals are the fifth seed. Like that amazing. To think about where that team was a year ago. Like,
they make it all three in.
Really impressive. Yeah. It's wild. I'm excited to be on the AFC North. Back on the AFC North circuit after my brief stop over in Charlotte. So it'll be good.
Well, it's also good that you'll be home for Thanksgiving. So we hope you enjoy it and get that well needed, well earned, well deserved day off with your family.
Thank you.
And Kmart, we are so happy as a show to get you all the way through one whole city block of New York as you try and get home.
How many lights? Did we get one? Did we get through one light?
Ooh, you got a couple of stop signs, guys.
If I was there with your Uber driver, in the words of Dragonfly Jones, silence.
Oh my gosh, I apologize.
It's great. It's great that we were able to get you on. It's always good to talk to you, Kimberly. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, boys. I love you.
All the best. UK Bart K Basley.
Kimberly Martin on the Goodyear Hotline.
We got our one whole city block.
You think we're kidding? People need to understand, like, legit getting
especially
out of the city.
Especially right now, too.
Oh, forget it. Daylight today? Already starting to close roads. They got the floats all up at Central Park.
It's
right?
it's like taking good luck.
CP Dub, that whole area, right? Yeah. Or it's like, oh man, which Die Hard was it? Where he's like trying to get, like, it was the most amazing scene to see him.
The one with John Amos?
No. What am I thinking of? It's not Die Hard. What am I thinking of, man? It's him and Samuel Jackson. What movie was that? Gets through the city. He's a cab driver, and somehow, some way, he gets through the city.
Oh, 16 blocks. That was with him at Mos Def?
Somehow, some way, he's like nobody can get through the city that fast. And then he goes, of course, wrong way and everything else. And it's like, nah, no chance of that happening. But, of course, it's Bruce Willis. He could do anything. Die Hard 3. It was Die Hard. I knew it was one of the Die Hard. There's like so many Die Hard.
Yeah, he had to get through them. And he was Simon or something. Samuel Jackson.
Yes.
Remember the boys in the hood was trying to mess with him. He said, don't, you better leave. You got to get rid of him or you're going
to die. He had to wear that sign.
And they was coming to him. Man, you crazy? He was like, I'm crazy.
Oh, man. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What are you thankful for when it comes to sports in 2021? Is there something that you could say, yeah, I'm really thankful for this? Like, for instance, if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan.
Yes.
If you're Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're thankful that Kevin Durant wears a size larger than his normal foot size. Because if not for that sneaker.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have won a championship.
Yeah, and Budenholzer would have been fired. Budenholzer would have been fired because he was on
the hot
seat.
Think about that moment.
He's on the hot seat. Budenholzer was on the hot seat. And if they would have lost to Kevin Durant and nobody else,
Harden. His toe was on the line, and it's just obvious. And then when you hear that he wears a sneaker size one bigger. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
If he wears a normal size sneaker, this never happens.
Hey,
have we
got hydration for Kevin Durant leg yet? That looked like that skin was about to break.
Everybody's talking about that. Why is this such a big deal?
It looked like fish scales.
Why is this such a big deal?
Bro, like, how the hell are you even possibly that ashy? Like, at one point, you were naked when you were putting those clothes on, so you saw the ash from your entire – you know how long this dude's leg is?
Do you
know how much ash
that
was?
Why are you looking at his ankle? He wears scuba gear. He's got sleeves.
He's got
leggings.
Bro.
He's got everything. And you look guys notice.
I'm going to get him out.
Anybody that's talking about this, all of you have noticed his ankle?
You know how ashy you got to be for somebody to see 2 millimeters of ash? You know how they got to be like.
Ashy Larry.
You know how ashy you got. It looked like fish scales. And listen, I'm going to give Kevin Durant one out. I'm assuming because he's an older gentleman, a man of a certain age as far as basketball years, that he probably gets in the hot tub before he gets out and takes a shower. So, like, what happens is because you want to heat your body up.
Yeah,
it dries the skin because it's like a little salt water, a little chlorine in there because you don't know what the other dude's got. Or Kevin Durant probably has a personal one. But, you know, I'm going to say he probably got into the hot box to warm himself up before warm-ups, and then the skin – you know, the atmosphere is cold outside, just sucked it out of man. He looked like a dead, like a vampire had sucked the blood and circulation out of his body.
I just don't understand why this is it became such a topic. And I'm like, do we really care that much about his ankle?
But bro, it ain't just his ankle. That's all we saw.
I know.
And it wasn't even his ankle. It was above his ankle. It was in between the sock and the tight that comes down three quarters. It was ridiculous. Looked like a fish scale, man. I wonder if he shedded that skin.
Older players in the league wear scuba gear. They wear the scuba gear. They don't want you to body shame me. Yeah, they keep warm as well. It's Bart and Han. We're coming to you, broadcasting live from above Heineken Riverdeck at Pier 17. And you know what, Bart, coming up? Nothing gets Bill Belichick going. Nothing. Like talking about anything but football.
Yep.
This includes Thanksgiving dinner.
Ah.
A side of Bill Belichick we never knew existed. You'll hear that and more coming up next. But first, we want you to join host Gotham Chopra as he explores what Tom Brady has meant to football and the world in Man in the Arena, a new podcast from ESPN Plus and Religion of Sports, a companion piece to Gotham's ESPN Plus docuseries. This 10-part podcast examines the improbable ripple effects of Brady's career, things that have forced us to rethink everything we thought we knew about time, hatred, perfection, and even fate. The podcast is brought to you by State Farm, ZipRecruiter, and Rocket Mortgage. Listen and follow Man in the Arena now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And stream the docuseries on ESPN+.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han.
He made it! Yeah, Shirley Caesar right there, baby.
Making me hungry. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, Bart, you have pets, right?
Yes, I do.
If your pet passenger is injured in a car accident, did you know you can get help paying vet expenses?
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, pet protection comes free. Free.
Free.
With auto collision coverage. All you got to do is get a quote at progressive.com. That easy. Protect your pets. You know what I'm saying?
Free99.com.
Free99 is
baby.
The best price to pay. The best. No doubt about that. All right. You know what? What did I do with my phone? There it is.
Did they at least put the track part of the tread?
That's why I'm a little out of it, because I'm a little confused, because I heard a bunch of noise. I heard some of the I guess they brought Peloton brought the tread in.
Ah, that's just the first part. They got to assemble the other part.
Right, and then of course you hear they're putting it together. So you're hearing all the different things. The cordless drill as they're putting it together, whatever the, you know, nuts and bolts and all that stuff it is. And then I heard nothing.
Oh, silence. Yeah. Silence.
So I kind of feel like I want to take a peek, see if it's done. But we have to do.
Yeah, because the way they do it now,
it's exciting,
you bring the bottom part in, and then now the top part, you just put that in, run a wire, boop, boop.
Yep.
You're done.
Yep. That's it. Plug it in, test it out, you know, put in the account, all done. So it's right next to the bike. So we got the Peloton bike. Now we got the tread. Peloton, by the way.
Why aren't you getting sponsored by Peloton? Hold up. You just sitting up here. You got the Peloton treadmill,
I got the bike,
Peloton
we got
bike.
The tread.
You
we
had
Peloton
over
family.
And how many millions of rides do you already have?
not millions, but we're I've over 1,000 workouts, and I'm closing.
Oh.
Yeah,
yo,
and I'm closing
yo,
in
yo.
On 1,000 rides.
Yo,
and yeah, and all that stuff. But here's the thing: it's like when the van pulls up to a house, it's like the most exciting thing because you know you have to wait for it.
It's a little sprinter van too. Yo.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. So when it pulls up in the house, everybody gets so fired up. Like you see it all over social media when everybody's when the truck pulls up, or if you see it on the road, you're like, oh, somebody's getting one today. Yeah, somebody's getting a Peloton today. It's like everybody gets all fired up. So I'm a little curious.
You was early too. You was early to the party because if you got 1,000, that's at least you had at least 3 years.
Oh no, we have the original bike. Yeah, we got it like at the beginning. You know when I should have bought stock in the company.
Yeah.
When everybody's like, I don't know if this is gonna work. I don't think it's gonna be popular.
Yeah,
nobody buys stationary bikes these days.
Yeah, NotorTrack does it. Everybody goes to the gym. Mm-hmm. COVID.
Yeah, had that work right? Exactly. What the timing for them could have been better, and the timing for us right now, Bart. It's because, you know, we talk about the stories. We take your calls about the stories. We have guests about the stories. But really what you want to hear are the headline makers who make the stories in a segment that we like to call
Audio Files.
Did you hear the gong, the digital gong?
Yeah.
You didn't get the virtual gong? Did that not work?
Meh.
The gong is a very important element to this whole thing.
Meh.
So we got to – all right, let me try it one more time.
Meh. Meh.
Play the gong. Get that?
Yeah, got it. We Gucci.
Exciting. All right, we Gucci. All right, with that in mind, let me now turn off all the sounds and noises and give you a story about Coach Bill Belichick, who you know is really boring when you interview him about football and his team.
And to get to that pumpkin pie.
Yeah. But when you ask Coach Bill about, you know, his Thanksgiving meal plans – on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI, he perks up. Take a listen.
Oh, boy. Well, it's pretty hard for me to turn down any type of potatoes. So, you know, I'll go with whatever, mashed potatoes, scalloped, or, you know, baked, or however they're made. But, yeah, you bet.
Twice baked. Yeah. Extra sour cream.
Load them up. Load them up. Yeah.
That's Wiggy's favorite.
Maybe a little bacon, Bill?
You bet.
Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Throw some butter on there. Yeah, just, you know, starch me up.
Starch me up. What is he like? Rolling Stones all of a sudden? A little Mick Jagger? I like that though. Potatoes au gratin. We didn't. When we discussed sides, we never brought up potatoes au gratin. It's a nice little addition. No,
that's more for when you having like the prime rib for Christmas. We do the prime rib on the first of the year. The prime rib. You want some good starchy starch. That's when you really want some potatoes, some meat, some starch. You know what I mean?
Yes, I like that. But still, good to hear Coach get a little, you know, get a little comfortable. Show a little personality, although it always begins with him just, you know, talking like that. But anyways, our good friend Chris Canty was on KJM, I believe, this morning, and he had a very interesting reaction to his former team. He had won a Super Bowl with the Giants, and they move on from, of course, their offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett. And now you're wondering the direction of the franchise with Daniel Jones as its quarterback and more. Here's Canty talking about Daniel Jones and what could happen next.
Daniel Jones hasn't grown as a quarterback in the last 2 years. As a matter of fact, you can make an argument that he's regressed. The best year he had was his rookie year. So I'm not sold on Joe Judge being the guy. And furthermore, I know it's time for Dave Gettleman to go. So I think if you're going to hire a new general manager, you do the right thing, like a functional organization would, and you allow that general manager to decide who his head coach is going to be. I know the Giants are resistant to doing that because they don't want to be in this cycle of hiring and firing coaches every 2 years, but why stay with the head coach that's proven nothing for the sake of consistency? That makes no sense.
What do you think?
I think Chris Canty key card isn't going to work anymore. He's not going to be able to go. He's not wrong, though. No, he's not. Listen, we know what the Giants are, right? They like to build from in-house, people that they trust and know how they operate. But at sometimes you have to hit the refresh button and do things slightly a little bit different, right? If you want a different result, you have to do something that you've never done before. You have to do something different. And I think the Giants have got to that part. It's just great to be an organization that's done things certain ways, but the game has changed, the people have changed, society has changed. And you either die like a dinosaur or you evolve and you change and you're able to live like the cockroaches.
Did cockroaches evolve?
Well, cockroaches never let it's just one thing. Yeah, they're survivors. Yeah, survive. Okay,
so
who's the cockroach?
What's the cockroach franchise in the NFL then?
Cockroach franchise in
Steelers.
NFL.
Steelers.
Yeah, Steelers. Yep. Right? I mean, you three coaches always never having a losing season from Bill Cowher to Mike Tomlin. Yeah, I would definitely say the Steelers are.
I mean,
the
think about the generations of the NFL and the different styles of play that they have gone through.
They've been innovative too,
and
right?
They've
the Rooney Rule, right?
African
American coach, 34 years old. You know what I mean?
Amazing.
Bill Cowher was 34 years old as well.
Yeah, amazing. Think about it. We just called the Steelers the cockroaches of the NFL, and it was a compliment.
And it was a good thing.
Moving on. What are the Golden State Warriors of the NBA? Well, right now, they are the best team in the – well, in the NBA. I mean, they are right now 15-2. Unbelievable. Riding another winning streak now. They're a four-game winning streak. Think about this. The Suns have won 13 in a row, and they're in second place. Right? So that's the Warriors. That's where they are right now. And as well as they're playing as a team with Steph Curry leading the way, they're going to get better. They're going to add more talent, and all they're going to do to add that talent is have an all-star return to the lineup after being out for 2 years. That's Klay Thompson. So now the Warriors play tonight against the Sixers, 10 o'clock on ESPN. By the way, Nets-Celtics is the early game on the ESPN slate tonight. But when you add Klay Thompson, and it feels like, you know, we're on the verge of it now as he's been cleared to practice, you wonder if that means the Golden State Warriors should be the favorites to win the championship. Here's Klay on if he thinks the Warriors can win it all.
Oh, yeah. 15-2. That's a great indicator of – and our defense, I think, is top three in the league, as well as their offense. And I'm not even out there yet. Think about that. Really think about that. I'm more motivated than ever as well. And I want a championship so bad, more than anything.
Bart, would you put your money on them?
Such an eye guy. The way they play and the selflessness of their superstars, it's hard for me to go against them. I mean, I think at some point, I mean, because I don't know what the hell is Kyrie going to play this year?
Don't know.
So it's like if Kyrie's not going to play this year, I would have to say yes.
I mean, they have to be the team that you would, I mean, power ranking teams right now to win the championship. How are they not number one? How are they not number one right now with the way they're playing and then adding Klay? Now, it might take Klay a little bit to get back to whatever he showed, but he has the time to do it. There's no urgency there of, oh, man, they really need him. He's got to play. Like when Kyrie returns to the Nets, it's sort of the same thing. They're playing well enough. They're in first place in the East that they can let him come along slowly. LeBron comes to the Lakers. They're under 500. No, LeBron, we need you to be great now. Like we need you to be great. You need to save the world. Be Superman again.
And you know, Klay, his motivation, I know he says he wants to win a title. He just wants to be able to rub it in people's faces that he is a top 75 player in his league. That's what hurts him more than anything.
I think so, because I think he fancies himself as the modern-day Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
I think he does. He does all the dirty work that does. You don't get a ton of credit. The superstar on the team, Steph Curry, gets all the, you know, the adulation, and only basketball people really know what Klay Thompson is to his team, and the key to those championships was a lot of what he did that went unnoticed.
With those 19 points he put in the third quarter of that game, when he just refused to let them lose.
Yeah, exactly, and his defense too. So, you know, maybe years from now there'll be a last dance about the Warriors, and Steph will talk about how great he is, and then Klay will come back and say, you know, Steph, you know, wasn't for me. Who knows?
Right.
I don't think they're like that.
Like you couldn't check nobody. You needed me. I was like going to get your big brother. Like, all right, you was pick and roll barbecue chicken.
That's Audio Files. We want you to tune into ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. Presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily. Available wherever you enjoy your podcast. Coming up, Cincinnati finally breaks through, Bart. They are now in the college football playoff picture.
Told you.
Number four. Now, here's the thing. Can they stay there? We'll discuss that. Take your calls as well. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Welcome back. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Okay, Bart, so we've talked about with a lot of food. I'm hungry, actually, just thinking about tomorrow. Do you, by the way, before we get to this, do you fast like today, knowing that tomorrow you're just going to absolutely just put on the feed bag?
No. I worked out today. Listen, I can afford to eat bad for 2 days. It's okay. I work out. It's Gucci.
Because I feel like I should probably like dial back. Like I think tonight we're just going to mix in a salad for dinner. You know, because we know tomorrow we're just going to be bad. And here's why. Because not only, you know, you go through the sides, and obviously turkey's part of the deal, even though I don't think turkey's like a main.
Yeah, it's not
like,
the main.
Like, it's not, I'm not loading up on, you know, some turkey. I'll have
a little bit. You eat more ham than anything.
But when it comes to desserts, no, we save the hams for.
Do we eat turkey and honey baked ham?
I've had the honey baked ham, but we usually just go straight turkey.
Oh, okay.
We've gone ham on Christmas, we've gone ham on Easter. But anyways, dessert is, though, what I'm about. You know, you know, Bill Belichick says, starch me up, sugar me up. All right? And I figure let's go through now top five Thanksgiving desserts, and I feel like the theme will be pie. It just depends on what kind of pie.
Well.
We're going to debate number one, I know. So we might as well get that out of the way.
Okay, well, for me, actually, my favorites isn't a pie at all.
No?
No.
I know.
Peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler. Okay.
Peach cobbler's one. You talk about eating that and then heating that up with some ice cream on top of it. Three-layer peach cobbler.
Yeah.
And banana pudding.
Oh, damn. That's a good one.
Yeah, with vanilla wafers. My mom uses the vanilla wafers. She makes the meringue out of pudding and vanilla abstract.
Can we work out a way where you and I can go hang out with Mama for a week in Detroit, and we'll do shows from there, and she can cook for us? Because I feel like I need that in my life.
No doubt. Listen, she used to make it for, like, the team. Like, when we go play the Lions,
I bet. Yeah.
She would make it and send a whole piece, and then she would – you know, it would – I tell you what, man, it wouldn't make it – it'd make it 30 minutes. Like, I'm talking about three pans. Wouldn't make it 30 minutes.
Done.
I'm talking about
you get cleaned out. Right.
Done.
Yeah.
And actually – actually, banana pudding is better the next day when it's cold. You get out of the refrigerator.
Tremendous. Yes. You brought that back for me. Sweet potato pie, obviously pumpkin pie.
Yep.
That's on the list.
That's the same thing, right?
Now, do you say pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Pecan? Like, so you basically take the two and mash them together.
Yeah, pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Or pecan. I say pecan. I say pecan ice cream.
So you said pecan. Before.
Like yeah, pecan, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is, tomato, tomato, that works. But that's all going to be part of the deal. Apple pie, heated up nice.
Yeah, yo, apple pie is legit.
Right, little French vanilla.
Some vanilla bean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about this one? Because J-Dub brought this up, John Winthrop, and when he says it's true, because my wife also makes a sort of a pie like this, but chocolate cream, chocolate mousse pie, like... You know, that kind of thing.
That's a light pie. Like, you can make that in a cup, too, right? You can make the layer in a cup.
You can.
You know, just to put a cake in there, you know how we roll. We go with the 7-Up upside down pound cake.
We talked about this yesterday. That's so good.
It's so thick, too. It's like maybe like three
Moist,
layers, but it's just one.
Yes. People out there, if you've never had this, get the recipe and try it.
Yeah, 7-Up.
I'm telling you, if you've never had it, get the recipe and try it. Bring it to your family this year. It will be a hit. I promise you. Everybody, enjoy Thanksgiving. We will be back in 10 seconds. A little mashed potato. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We're going to get to calls here in a moment, but... we do have to do a little Wendy's rankings reaction because after – and rankings, by the way, brought to you by Wendy's. It's a better breakfast o'clock at Wendy's. Get a bacon or sausage egg and cheese biscuit for just a dollar. We've been waiting for this. It finally happened. Cincinnati finally cracks the top four, and the college football committee puts them on the list. So now, of course, Cincinnati does still have to finish the job. But they remain undefeated. Now that Oregon has two losses, the committee believed, okay, Cincinnati's done all they're supposed to do to get in. Heather Dinich, who covers college football for us at ESPN, gave us the worst-case scenario for Cincinnati. What would it be, Heather?
The worst-case scenario is to be number four, finish undefeated, and get the gut punch of dropping out because Oklahoma State wins the Big 12 and finishes a one-loss Big 12 champion. I mean, I really can't think of anything worse and also more realistic.
That would be a gut punch. Because for Cincinnati, think about it. Like they play East Carolina Friday night, Friday afternoon, actually, ABC. And then they play Houston in the AAC championship game on December 4th. That's all they got. Like, that's it. They can only control what they can control. Now, at least Houston
is like 21, right?
24th in the nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at least they're ranked.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all they got. So they do a good job against SMU. Obviously, the win at Notre Dame was really, that's your.
Notre Dame is right there creeping too. They creep in the DMs. Because what happens if Michigan beats Ohio State and Ohio State's going to drop out?
Can you imagine?
Yeah, man.
Chaos, baby. Are you, and I know you're rooting for chaos too, aren't you? Yeah.
I love chaos.
We shall see. We shall see, but it's heating up. It's that time of year, certainly. That's what we're looking for. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've got, let's see, Juice in North Carolina. I want to talk Giants. Go ahead, Juice.
What's up, my peoples?
How we doing?
I'm good. I've been trying to get on for like about a good month, but, you know, it is all good. I'll wait all year just to talk to you fellas.
We got you. Thank you. What do you got?
Listen, man, it's common sense, man. Any GM, I'm not a GM at a pro team, but it's common sense. If I'm getting a team, and honestly, I give Gettleman credit because I would have picked Haskins and I would have probably been fired like an hour after I picked that pick.
There was no win in that draft, right? There was no win in that year.
I mean, yeah. But you got Daniel Jones. Okay, you made everybody a believer because we kind of thirsty, whatever. But my thing is, after that, you get offensive line. I don't care if you got to go down to the to where they eat raw pig sandwiches and big old – I don't care who you get. Get offensive line.
Juice, we got to leave it right there, but you are 100% right. Gettleman has tried to build that line. In fact, that's why he drafted Andrew Thomas, but even that wasn't the right pick. That has been a major issue for this team. Bart, as you know, it continues to be, and it probably will be his downfall. Amazing, but true. Hey, coming up, who has a brighter future, the Knicks or the Lakers?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.